Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be taking a deep dive into a company that's currently raising funds on Crowdcube. The company is Body Rocket, who is pushing through one of the latest innovations in cycling and the tools that cyclists have available to them. And to discuss the company and the crowdfunding campaign, we're very kindly joined today by Eric de Goliere, who is the founder and CEO.
Hello.
Eric, thanks very much for being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get into Body Rocket, Eric, it would be great if you could give an introduction to yourself as well as a brief introduction into Body Rocket and how it came about, please.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the two are relatively well intertwined. So that's an easy one to do at the same time. The inspiration for Body Rocket really came out of a nexus of two of the best experiences of my life. The first one was as an elite athlete representing the U.S. at the 2004 Paralympic Games in cycling. And the second was where I started my career, which is a little company called PowerTap. And they just happened to be at the forefront of the last big technology revolution in cycling, and that was the bicycle power meter. So that was those are happening at the same time in my life, and that was a real pivotal experience. Not only shaped my understanding of the role of technology in human performance, but also let me understand just the complete vacuum of tools in helping athletes understand and improve their aerodynamics, which was unfortunately my experience when prepping for the 2004 games and realizing that at that point in history, it was really just the top Tour de France contenders that were getting access to things like wind tunnels. That was 2004, it was a long time ago. In 2012, Great Britain really took a huge step forward, and they managed to leverage aerodynamics to give their athletes what was an insurmountable advantage at the London Olympics. Then over the next decade, elite teams kind of caught up to that, but it's never made its way down to consumers. I'm sure we'll jump back to that. Getting back to sort of my background, after I wrapped up my athletic career, I worked at Trek Bikes, which is one of the biggest cycling companies in the industry, before coming over to the UK and getting my master's in engineering design. And then from there, I spent the next decade working in startups around the country. And the last of those, I left my role as the head of innovation at a company called D3O because I saw this opportunity in the cycling market to take aerodynamics and just create this revolution that would be at least as big as the power meter revolution that I had been a part of. So Body Rocket's mission within that is to bring advanced analytics that professional, that are accessible to professional sports and bring those to everyday passionate cyclists. So we're leveraging AI to translate complex aerodynamics into clear, actionable insights. And to do that, we had to start by doing something that nobody thought was possible, and that was to integrate the technology from a wind tunnel directly into bikes. And we're pairing that with AI-driven tools and an interface to distill that information down to easy to understand, easy to action metrics that are truly consumer-friendly solution for what's really one of the biggest problems in cycling still today.
Thank you very much, Eric. So I'd like to now get a little bit more detail on how the technology works. You very clearly outlined from a top level what it's doing for cyclists. But I think for people listening to this, and especially those that may be interested in investing in the crowdfunding round, would be good to get a little bit more insight, maybe go a layer deeper, if we may, into how the technology works and how users can interact with it to assist them when they're cycling.
Yeah, for sure. So the fundamentals are easier to describe if I've got visuals, but we'll give it a go on the podcast. Like I said, we've taken the technology that's in a wind tunnel and we've integrated that into a bike. So you have to first understand how a wind tunnel works. We all know you blow air through a wind tunnel and that's important, but the real magic is a sensor that's under the wind tunnel and it's measuring the drag forces. And drag forces are just a force. So if you were to walk into the wind tunnel and push on that cyclist or car or whatever is in the wind tunnel with 5 newtons of force, the sensor underneath is going to measure 5 newtons of force. Now, the real magic, of course, then is that you don't have to do that. You can walk out of the wind tunnel and just blow air until there's 5 newtons of aerodynamic drag force, and the sensor is going to read the same. If the cyclist then adopts a more aerodynamic position and that drops to 4 newtons of drag force, that's the magic and the power of a wind tunnel. That's what we're looking for is that drag force and being able to measure and quantify that. Body Rock has taken those sensors and integrated them into the bike. So in essence, we're looking at how hard your bike is pushing you through the air, and that's equal and opposite to your aerodynamic drag force. And that's been the key technology hurdle, the thing that nobody else has managed to do that we've been able to do. But it's also given us a set of information that we can determine your position on the bike as well. And your position changing on the bike is what changes your aerodynamics. And that's allowed us to then create some visual tools with the help of some very clever AI from our head of aerodynamics in AI to make this intuitive and easy to use. So we're bringing something that's scientifically valid, but also intuitive and easy to use at the same time, which is, of course, what we want to do to make this consumer friendly.
Fantastic. Thank you. So before we move on and discuss the wider market and where Body Rocket fits in, it would be good if we could speak now, maybe, Eric, about sort of where you are as a company, where the technology is at the moment, because I understand you're a pre-revenue company at the moment, in terms of the development of the product. So that would be really good to get some insight on that, please.
Yeah. Yeah, as you said, we're pre-revenue right now. We've really been going from strength to strength over the last year. We've been involved in industrial trials with several prestigious companies within the industry. We're working with an expanding list of athletes that includes the Olympic triathlon champion Christian Blumenfeld, as well as just recently the current world champion Beth Potter, who's also a hot favorite for gold in Paris, and a range of other athletes. I won't go through them all, but the one I want to flag is former world hour record holder Alex Dowsett, because he's also an investor and advisor to the company. He's an aero expert in his own right, and he's really helping us create our user interface and make this that intuitive product that I was talking about.
Let's talk about the market now, because anybody that's seriously into cycling will be aware of different products and solutions they can use to help them. But it would be good if you could elaborate on that, please, for people that maybe aren't so familiar in terms of what the cycling market looks like, the size of it, any potential competition that you see, and obviously where you see Body Rocket fitting in this story.
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the things that we like to talk about is that you don't have to be necessarily seriously into cycling. You have to enjoy cycling enough that you have bought into the lifestyle, if you will. So premium bikes are a market that's defined by a bike over $3,000. And people within that sector, then they're buying bikes and accessories because they're enthusiasts. They participate because they enjoy, and they may compete as well. But they're all consumers of cycling technology, and that market consists of about $12.9 billion a year in bike sales annually, and then along with that, around $2.1 billion in aero accessories that athletes buy to help make themselves go faster. It's a healthy market. It benefits a lot from the growing interest in cycling as a means of transportation, and it's also projected to keep growing at around 7%. Annually for the next decade.
You really set out there. I mean, a $12.9 billion market is substantial, but obviously within there's various different solutions for cyclists at the moment. So you did touch, of course, on the aerodynamics of cyclists. So it would be good if we'd be able to elaborate on that and that specific problem for cyclists that Body Rocket is going about fixing.
Yeah, sure. So aerodynamics is a really important thing in cycling. In fact, specialized bikes for quite a while had the strapline, "Aero is everything." And aero isn't everything, but it's 80% of everything that we're pushing against as cyclists. And so to put that in perspective, if you can comfortably cycle along at 20 miles an hour, then in the absence of air resistance, you could ride along at 100 miles an hour at the same effort. So even small changes in air resistance do make a huge difference in the speed that one can cycle at. And just going back to that, across the market, whether you're cycling to achieve personal goals or, beat your friends on the weekends or win races and break records, cyclists measure their ability by how fast they can go. And that's really true at every level of the sport. So for that reason, aerodynamics has become pervasive throughout nearly every aspect of the cycling industry. When I talked about the bikes in that premium bike market, it is almost impossible to find a bike above $3,000 that isn't advertising that it is designed for aerodynamics or was designed in the wind tunnel. And same thing across accessories, because it is such a great way to influence one's speed. But within that, addressing the biggest potential for aero improvement, your own body, that's been passed over because there's not been a practical way to help cyclists measure and improve that. So in the meantime, then what's happened is this $2.1 billion market of aero accessories has grown around that hole in the market, offering cyclists other ways to make, you know, smaller improvements in their aerodynamics. So our mission at Body Rocket is really clear. We're going to revolutionize that aero accessories market with the first sports tech offering that, you know, in a sport where fractions of a second can determine victory, we can give people handfuls of seconds and often minutes worth of improvements through optimizing the aerodynamics of their own body.
So Eric, as you outlined, this is a problem that's been well known in cycling world for some years. And I'm sure it is a problem that people have attempted in the past to rectify and provide a solution to. So why Body Rocket? Why Body Rocket now? What's different about Body Rocket that you feel can go out and actually provide a solution to what is actually, as you've outlined there, that the biggest problem that cyclists have in going faster, basically?
Yeah, there is, in fact, quite a history of people trying to address this market. I mentioned that the British cycling team at the elite level wind tunnels have, been a tool that have been increasingly used since the early 2000s and are just sort of an everyday part of elite sport. But people have recognized that this is a consumer market as well. Consumers, of course, they want whatever the professional athletes they're watching, you know, they want to have access to the same things. And so people have been trying to bring this to market as a consumer solution since the late 2000s. This included some big names like Garmin and Argon 18 bicycles. They got involved in the sort of mid-2010s, both separately trying to bring products to market. Unfortunately, for them at least, every product that's been brought to market has been built on the same flawed technology, and that's left the products finicky to use and prone to errors. And so you can imagine that's not made for the consumer product that anybody was going for. So there's several things that sets us apart from all of those previous attempts. And the first one is that our patented technology is the first and only system that's been designed for consumers that comes with real proof that we work. So we have had the Body Rocket systems into wind tunnels and validated directly against a wind tunnel. And we're the only ones who've done that full stop. Because as crazy as it might sound, all existing aero devices that are out there, while they should work in theory, it's very hard to benchmark them against the only other way to test, which is a wind tunnel. You can't put them in a wind tunnel and compare the two measurements against each other. So they've had some success in helping athletes do aerodynamic testing outdoors, but that's a niche market and they've never really had widespread adoption. And that kind of leads to the second differentiator for us. And that's it. We're the only ones that are offering a system that becomes a seamless part of your training experience. So amateur athletes are actually really big consumers of technology. And we collect data on our speed, our power, heart rate, elevation gain. There's just a growing range of metrics that we use to help make better training decisions. So a device that requires you to set aside some time from your data to test a bunch of things, it's disruptive to your training and it only gives you still just a little peek into your aerodynamics, not, you know, what's happening all the time. And if you think, you know, that's disruptive at an elite level, at a consumer level, we're trying to fit this in around our, you know, our work lives and our home lives and other social obligations. We probably got into cycling first and foremost because we liked going out and riding our bikes. And all these other products integrate into that experience. We're gathering power and speed and heart rate without thinking about it. It's just on our bike and it becomes part of the experience. We look at it afterwards, we learn from it. And so aerodynamics needs to be like that. And that is the system that Body Rocket has put together. So we're always on and we, you know, let you integrate those learnings and improvements about your aerodynamics without disrupting your regular routine. And then finally, the third thing that really sets us apart is aerodynamics can be tricky. And Body Rocket's building a user interface that's only possible through the unique data set that we gather on riders. And we're using that to help them visualize and understand their aerodynamics. That's a real critical piece of the puzzle that, again, we're the only ones that can do because of the unique data set that we're taking with our technology. This is where we're leveraging AI in several different ways to make that tracking your progress really visual and really intuitive. So if you think about what's happening in a wind tunnel, the experience that an athlete would have in a wind tunnel, they have a camera that's on them the whole time, and that's helping them keep the position that they're in to take their test measurement. We're building tools that allow you to understand, visualize the changes in your posture as you're out and cycling, so that you can see and understand, if we're telling you that something changed with your aerodynamics, why it changed. So just bring you back into that process and help you understand and be part of the decision-making on where you're going next with your improvements.
You did mention a couple of competitors there, but it'd be really good to get a clearer picture of where you see Body Rocket sitting within the market going forward. Is the Body Rocket technology going to be complementary to other devices that people may use for cycling, or is it going to be a standalone product? It's going to have everything in there that a cyclist may need beyond the aerodynamics for them to improve their performance?
Yeah, a really good question. I should mention at this point, the Body Rocket system inherently includes a power meter in it. So the thing that I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation is still really the most important piece of the cycling technology puzzle, and that it comes inherent to our system. So we do have a lot of that valuable information, and we're certainly going to be offering a software piece that allows you to analyze a lot of that data together. But it's a growing world out there in terms of sports technology, and integrating a lot of the human performance parts into this, heart rate and nutrition and things like that. We will integrate directly into that. There's a wonderful ecosystem in cycling that's put together by a wireless standard called Ant Plus, and it allows all the devices that are gathering data to work with the head units that are displaying the data and the software that's helping to analyze it afterwards. And we'll be fully compatible with that system, as well as then offering some of these deeper metrics that are specific to the data sets that we're gathering. I think to your larger question about where we sit in the competitive market, cyclists are really obsessed with aero. And so there's this need that we're definitely addressing. And we fit that gap in between, the bespoke wind tunnel optimization that the world's best have access to, and this frustrating sort of error-prone solution that consumers have been offered so far. But I like to say that, we're designed for consumers, but we're used by Olympians, because even with the limitless budget, today's wind tunnel solutions have a lot of those same elements that I described with our competitive products. They're disruptive, they're incomplete. So even the pros can benefit from this continuous recording of their aerodynamics, as well as these visualization tools that helps bring them back into the process and helps them take control of their own performance. So we're squarely targeted at bringing this technology that has only been accessible to the elite, bring that out to consumers. But because of the way we're doing it, we're finding that it is in high demand at the elite level as well. So we will span across everything from the best of the best down to the people who are simply looking to achieve their own personal goals and fitness objectives. So I want to mention, though, working with those top athletes, it's really powerful, because consumers very much do look to the professionals when they're making those choices for their own equipment. So our association with those professionals is key to our marketing strategy when we're reaching out to our core consumer audience.
Fantastic. Thank you, Eric. So we're going to move on now and discuss the crowdfunding campaign and the reasons why you're crowdfunding at the moment. Currently on Crowdcube, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, only a few days in, but been met by very strong investor demand so far, 72% of the target met, and still at the time of recording, 22 days left on that campaign. And of course, anybody listening to this would like to know some more, do check out the notes to this podcast, because there will be a link through to Body Rocket's page on Crowdcube where you can get some more information. So that I think one of the biggest questions that investors will have, Eric, when they're building the picture of Body Rocket and your crowdfunding campaign, is why do the capital raise now? What are the funds going to be used for?
Yeah, sure. So we're raising right now because paired with an Innovate UK grant that we've recently won, this is the final cash that we need to become revenue generating. So obviously, revenue generation is a point in the company where a valuation can change significantly. This is just a great time for people with the right risk profile to, you know, to come in and invest in the company. This summer, we're putting the finishing touches on our design so that we can start selling in September. And of course, it's a special year. It's an Olympic year. So there's a great marketing opportunity for us here. We've got several athletes who are favorites to medal in the Olympics. And it's not a coincidence then that our sales launch is timed to take maximum advantage of their journeys and hopefully their successes in the Olympics.
Great. So just one final point. Of course, pre-revenue at the moment, Eric, and I'm sure investors listening to this would be very interested to hear what the revenue generation model actually looks like. You know, is it a sort of straightforward sales of devices? Is there any subscriptions there? What does that look like for the company?
Yeah, absolutely. There's several different revenue streams here. We have hardware. We have two different levels of hardware. There will be an elite product that goes out and kind of hits those the people that want either our pros or want to have that professional experience, and then one that is aimed more at the consumer market. And that one will be targeted to compete directly against the existing power meter market. So we're going up in a space then where people, there's already a $750 million a year market for power meters. And we think we can come in there with a product that is one of the best power meters in the market and has this killer feature of live aerodynamics that nobody's had access to before. Beyond there, that product is heavily leverages some of the AI that we're building, and that's an opportunity for us to license that technology. So we want to take that second tier product out and offer it to other manufacturers of bicycle power meters. This plays a lot into our exit strategy as well. So the biggest players out there in terms of power meters are the biggest players in across sort of cycling technology. So you've got Garmin and SRAM and Wahoo. We'll be offering to license to them, but that is also an opportune time for us to exit. Any of those companies would see the benefit in being able to corner the market for cycling aerodynamics and put that into their portfolio. On top of that, and I think, something that we'll be expanding throughout, but will be a strong selling point when we're looking to make an exit in the company is the software as a service platform that goes on top of that. There's a whole range of metrics and new data here that we'll be bringing to consumers and lots of opportunities for that to grow. And that's something that we can leverage and create as additional revenue stream.
Thank you very much, Eric. Just as a final note, to listeners, do check out the notes to this podcast because you'll be able to see a link that will take you through to Body Rocket's page on Crowdcube. You'll be able to download the investment deck and find some more information. So, Eric, thank you very much for being with us today.
Great. Thanks so much, Jonathan. And hopefully we can get you out on a Body Rocket system yourself pretty soon.
Yes, I'd very much, very much enjoy that. That sounds great. Thank you very much for the offer. And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets, and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.